This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health time once again for our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Fabulous place. That part of Florida is a neat place because it's kind of like Pleasantville. There's no real water around, but it's a pleasant, sweet community. People come from all over the state, all over the country, as a matter of fact, all over the world to see Ken. And you can arrange that kind of a visit, too, if you'd like, by simply calling his office at 352-735-1400. He's here to go through a lot of the things that he's researched this week. As is usually the case, the COVID thing becomes our number one, but I promise you we'll get to other things this week. But we had a conversation, Ken, about vaccines. You updated what we know. I'd like to go through that for this audience, if we can, for a minute. We all know that Pfizer has finished their final vaccine trial. It's 95% effective, and that brings us around to these vaccines and how they're being made and why, if this can be done this quickly now, could it not be done in the past? These antiviral vaccines.
Well, let's start from the end of your questions and unpack what you've asked. Can I give you a little quiz?
Please.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Prior to trying to come up with a COVID-19 vaccine, what do you think the record time is for coming up with a new viral vaccine? How long has it taken in the past, the shortest time, to ever come up with a vaccine effective against a virus?
4 years.
That's close. That's pretty impressive. It's actually 5 years.
5 years. Okay.
5 years was the quickest time medical scientists in the world have ever come up with a new antiviral vaccine, and it was for Ebola.
So what about SARS? How long did it take to come up? SARS is a COVID. This officially is called SARS-COVID, right? That's what this particular
SARS
virus.
Burnt out really before we ever came up with a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And you think that in fact this is burning out, and
no,
we don't need a vaccine?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
What's happening is it's becoming less deadly,
right.
but the number of people getting infected is increasing. And
how does it square with the number of people being infected with a regular flu so far this year? Do you know?
Well, we haven't seen much flu yet, and that's the big concern as we are only beginning the flu season. You know, what's going to happen in terms of bed availability? Because each year, unfortunately, very sadly, perhaps 30 million Americans will pass from the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't yet know how they're going to combine, and hopefully everybody's getting their flu vaccines, and hopefully we'll have a mild, if we follow Australia in the southern hemisphere, which often is how we can predict how our flu season will be. It was a mild flu season, and we think because of wearing masks, social distancing, there might be less flu, and that seems reasonable to me. But there seems to be more cases of COVID-19 increasing. The number of people dying is not increasing in terms of...
going down.
There still are people, unfortunately.
Did I tell you?
Give me a second.
Yeah,
any death is horrible. But, you know, Florida is a good example of how the cases are going up, but the deaths are not. We have treatments now. We know better how to deal with it, but that still doesn't mean that we shouldn't, until we get the vaccine. You know, I still think we do need to wear masks. We do need to social distance.
You see that study out of Denmark that says masks don't do any good? pretty outrageous, I thought, but
there's mixed data. There's one study shows it is helpful. There's one study that shows it isn't. My own feeling is that I do think they help. But the key with a mask is you need at least a 3 or 4 ply mask, and you need to wear it properly. I see so many people walking around wearing a mask and having their nose not covered, and most of the virus gets in through the nose. So you have to cover your nose. So a lot of it has to do with what kind of mask you're wearing, how effectively, properly people are wearing the mask. So it's complicated to study. But anyway, my own feeling is, and there's studies on both sides that it does help. And I'll let you know, right now, until I get my vaccine, when I'm out and unable to socially distance, I'm wearing a mask.
Yep, me too.
I'm in the gym, I'm in the grocery store, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
But anyway, I'm going to give you almost full credit for the answer to the question, because that is really good that you knew it was 4 months. But 5 years.
I was going to say 4 to 5 years. Actually, was in my head.
Well, that's a good answer, because most people have, you know, after what we have done with COVID-19, in less than a year, we have come up with what looks like a safe and effective vaccine in two companies. And part of what I think it is, it's remarkable, this new technology. And I'm not being dramatic, but when I describe this, I truly get tingles up my spine describing this, because it sounds like something out of science fiction, out of the future. When you think about
high school science fair, look at this! Wow,
no, this is going to win a Nobel Prize.
Are they the same? Is the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine the same?
They're not the same, but they're using similar the same technology.
Wouldn't it have been wonderful if they'd gotten together and they maybe could have come up with something even quicker? Instead of all going off on their own.
I think competition makes people work harder and quicker. Okay. So I think it was good that they weren't working. I think it was good they were working separately, you know, and competing. Oh my gosh, they're in a race. So this moves them a little bit of competition. Don't you think it's good?
Yeah, I think it's the American way anyway. Well,
we get a chance what the new technology is, because it's, you really have to understand this, because it's really, it's amazing.
All right, we'll find out how this is going to work in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast every week with Ken. It's at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As the virus continues, it'll be going through the fall and the winter, overlapping with flu season. We have a question about whether it's too late to get a flu shot or not. Dr. Eduardo Sanchez from the American Heart Association, he's the chief medical officer for prevention there, says getting a flu shot is more important, in fact, than ever.
The flu is serious and can even cause death. If you get the flu right now, you may need to be hospitalized in an already overwhelmed healthcare system. Get your flu shot and stay out of the hospital due to the flu.
It is important for everyone to get a flu vaccine, but especially important for seniors, children, pregnant women, and people with underlying risk factors such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes.
The flu vaccine is safe and effective, and you can get it at places that are taking extra safety measures, like your doctor's office, pharmacy, or even community pop-up centers. As with COVID-19, wearing a mask, washing your hands often, and social distancing helps to prevent the spread of the flu.
For more, go to heart.org/flu prevention.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness. offender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with an overview of the virus, well, actually the vaccine. People are talking now, and that seems to be the focal point. That's good. How is it that it works, though? There are questions about it. People say, oh, I was going to go into this thing. Are they going to stick other things into my body? So what would you suggest people think when it comes to the vaccines, plural? How do they work? How are they going to prevent continuing problem?
Let's go over a little bit of the history of making vaccines. So I think that helps to everybody understand the difference and how this is made. Because in the past, we had several options to make a viral vaccine. We could take a fraction of the viral parts to generate an immune system. Other vaccines used a live or weakened form of the virus. And this is how the virus antiviral vaccines in the past, the measles, the polio that we all have taken throughout our lives. This is how the flu vaccine each year is made. But rev yourself up to this year. What these two companies, Moderna in your backyard and Pfizer, what they have done is, and this is going to become part of our regular dialogue, like social distancing, facial masks, is going to be mRNA vaccines. M as in Mary, RNA. And we all remember from our high school biology, DNA. This is where the genetic makeup of the body, the genetic blueprint vault is kept within us. Now, in order for the body to make proteins, the DNA, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but the DNA is then made into mRNA, messenger RNA, and that's the actual working blueprint. It's like keeping the real blueprint in the vault in the bank, and then you want to bring some blueprint out to the site where the house is being made. So you make a copy of the DNA, and that's what the messenger RNA is. It's a copy of the DNA that's actually used in the protein-making factories of the body. And what this vaccine does is it injects you with messenger RNA. And this messenger RNA arrives in the protein-making factories of your body, of my body, anyone who gets the vaccine. But this messenger RNA is making a protein that is a viral protein, not a human protein. It's the protein of the virus that holds on, that attaches to the human body. And so your body, don't worry, you're not going to get a third eye, is making a viral protein, and then this viral protein in huge concentration stimulates our own immune system to make killer antibody, and then when the virus comes into the body, it makes even more, and the virus can't attach and is cleared from the body.
So you're convinced, we'll talk about this a little bit more, that this is all going to be safe. It'll be interesting to figure out what some of the requirements are. What happens next, basically, is the question most people have. We'll get to that with Dr. Ken in just a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Mount Dura, his clinic, Lake Cardiology down there, a great place to go, have some fun in the sun, although there are a lot of people who don't want to travel yet. So, you want to do the telemedicine route? You got questions? Ken's got answers, and he'll take his time with you. Find him at 352-735-1400. We're talking about how the vaccine works, as a matter of, you know, principle anyway. So now that we've got these two, what happens next? You're in line. You'll probably get your shot in a couple of weeks, right?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. And your staff, everybody there?
I hope so.
What happens if people come through the door and say to Ken, you got a shot. I want one, too.
Well, it will be when my turn comes. There's going to be a committee of the FDA and CDC that is going to come up with a priority system, and it'll be based on how much at risk you are of getting this and how much at risk you are of dying from it.
Why do you need a committee for that? They can, the doctors on the first line and nurses and people who work on their staffs and people in hospitals. What do you need a committee to figure that out for?
So that no one comes through the door complaining, why did one person get it and not get it? So there's going to be a committee that will, of CDC and FDA people that will come up, meet, and will write this down so it's in writing, and you'll be able to see the priority list, and you'll be able to find for yourself where you are in that list.
All right. So that's what's up next. Will there be more vaccines beside the Pfizer and the Moderna?
Doug, there are other vaccines coming. There are other companies working on their own vaccine. And these vaccines use the older technology. The one that looks the most interesting is Johnson & Johnson. That's looking like it's going to be just a one-time vaccine initially. Moderna and Pfizer, who use the mRNA technology, we know you're going to need two vaccines, two shots. With the Pfizer one, it's after the third week. With Moderna, it's after the fourth week. And we don't yet know how long those initial injections will last. Will we need a booster the next year like we do with other vaccines? Like the flu changes, we have to get a new flu shot each year. We just don't yet know the answers to those questions. We're going to learn along the way how long the immunity is with the first two injections. But with the non-mRNA, the classical technology, especially Johnson & Johnson, it's looking like probably that will only require one injection, but we don't know whether we're going to have this 95% effectiveness that we're getting with the mRNA vaccines. Other companies working on new vaccines with traditional technology include AstraZeneca and Novavax, and I think each one of those companies, come the springtime, will start showing their vaccine. We'll see how effective they are, but they're not going to be available for at least till the spring. So right now, those of us who need a vaccine, those who are on the front lines, and I would include not only medical people, people who work in the grocery store, people who work in pharmacies. There are a lot of people besides medical people who are really on the front lines, and those who are elderly, have chronic illness, obesity, diabetes, immune system problems, all need this, can't wait. We know there are long-term effects to corona. Important to get vaccinated.
All right. So we've got the vaccine covered. Let's talk about, in the next half hour, we'll start by a focus on these tests and whether we still got the vaccine or we still need to be tested. I'm thinking the answer is probably yes. Let's see what Ken has to say about the first in-home tests for the COVID. That's up in the next half hour, along with lots of other things that Ken has gone through in terms of figuring out the latest news from the medical world.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, are searching for a gunman who shot 8 people at Mayfair Mall. Barry Weber is chief of Wauwatosa Police.
Preliminary statements from witnesses indicate that the shooter is a white male in his 20s or 30s. Investigators are working on determining the identity of that suspect.
Police tweeted that they believe the shooting was not random and that it was the result of an altercation. The mall will be closed until further notice. The results are official and certified, and in, Joe Biden has won the Peach State.
I believe that the numbers that we have presented today are correct. The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office or of courts or of either campaigns.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the former vice president won by 12,000 votes. This is USA Radio News. The teen accused of killing two during the Kenosha, Wisconsin riots is released on bail. Here's USA Radio's Val Dior.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When Wall Street closed on Friday, it was lower. The Dow down 220 points, the NASDAQ down 50 points, the S&P 500 down 24 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen and all of you. The focus on COVID still, although a different focus. I think one of the key things about COVID is a different impact across the country, and it's also there's an impact differently in different demographic groups. People that have college education generally haven't seen as much impact on either getting it or surviving it, that sort of thing. I thought that was kind of interesting. The hardest hit states, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, New Mexico. So there's not that the educational quotient there. I thought that was interesting that people less educated, and it may be that those people are at risk because they just don't do what everybody suggested.
I think it's just a matter of timing. This virus seems to hit and run, and it started first in California and New York, and Washington State. So it hits, it wipes out the vulnerable, and then it moves along. So I think that actually where we are now are the places that didn't get the hit and run yet, and then we all wonder whether there's going to be a second wave coming. But I think that's what's really happening. And interestingly, you know, the average age of death in America, I've asked you that before, is 78, and the average age of death from coronavirus 19 is 78. So it really, unfortunately, no death is good, but it gets the vulnerable people at its location and then seems to move on.
Right. Okay. What about testing? Now, we've talked about vaccines and impact and all that and the fact that it is nowhere near as deadly as it was. That is the COVID. But people are still eager to get tested or to have a test. So what about the whether you're in your car, you go someplace, you do it at home, what's the deal?
Testing is good, but the news about testing, and if you were one of the early testers, you know, back in the summer or spring, you know, you got this swab up your nose and you felt like you were getting a brain biopsy.
Right, yep.
And we've come a long way from that. So far have we come so long from there is that currently we now, at least in the schools where I am, we're using spit tests. And what the news this morning is that the FDA has authorized the first at-home COVID-19 test this week. And that's very exciting. You do need a prescription from your doctor, but now there's a test. It has everything there in like 15 minutes. You can tell yourself whether you have COVID-19 or not. Very exciting.
Very exciting. All right, so there you go. Now, the immunity factor here, once you have it, is it going to be affected by getting shots? Once you have it, are you going to be able to forget about it? Or is there, you know, some time period, you know, I can hear people saying, I've had it, I'm immune, I don't need a shot. How do you react to that?
Well, I react to that nobody really knows, because anyone who says they know, they don't, because this is a new disease. And we are learning about immunity just as the time goes on. The first case in America only occurred early on in the beginning of this year, 2020. And we're studying people to see, once they're ill, how long they have antibody and how long they have enough antibody to defend themselves from another infection. And what we know, the best we know about durability of immunity, came out this week, that it seems like once you're infected, you do have effective immunity for at least 6 months after you recover. But how long this will last, stay tuned. We'll keep reporting it, because people are being studied who've had the infection to see how long they retain their so-called IgG. That's the killer antibody that the body makes against this virus that gives you immunity. We're going to have to see how long you have natural immunity after you have the infection, and how long you have immunity after you get the vaccine if you've never actually had the infection.
All right. So then, looking at stats, there are 3 million people at the moment, supposedly, in our country who are contagious. And, you know, what is the definition of being contagious? You have it. People don't even know they have it sometimes. So,
well,
why the masks and stuff, yeah?
Well, the unique trait of this vaccine is that you, as a carrier of it, let's say you've got it somewhere in your nose or in your airway below, you who carry it, before you actually have active illness, the 24 to 48 hours before you're actually coming down with symptoms of the illness is when you are most contagious. And that's the tricky thing about this. The person that you're hugging may feel fine, but may give you COVID-19, because if they have it and they haven't yet come down with symptoms, they're as contagious as they ever will be. So just because somebody feels fine doesn't mean they can't give you COVID-19. And that's the challenge of this virus, and that's why until we get vaccinated, you have to socially distance, you have to wear your mask, and you are putting yourself in jeopardy when you come closer without a mask than 3 feet to anybody, or six feet from anybody without a mask until we get vaccinated, because anyone feeling fine can make you ill with COVID-19.
All right, Ken's a cardiologist. That's his specialty. As we continue here in a few moments, Ken's got some ideas through his research that will help reduce the risk for heart failure. That up and coming next year on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Steffen with this encouraging news from Calitrin. If there ever was a time for you to get on a weight loss program the natural way, this is the time. Calitrin, Calotren. Get the info on this product at toploss.com. You'll get the reviews from people who have been in that list of 86th percentile. That's how many people, in terms of percentages, succeed using Calitrin to lose weight, keep it off. You get the info on the sides. You got a counselor who will help you if you need to have some direction or somebody support you while you're going through this. Help yourself to that. All explained also at toploss.com. And then there are various payment options. Right now, there is a Calitrin Thanksgiving sale going on that is fabulous. As we all know, listen, this time of year, we all love to eat. No question about that. And so if you're constantly in the kitchen making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and helping yourself along the way, the team that is your family or people that you're working with all are, I think, probably you could get them in. And the deal with Calitrin right now is that you can bring as many people in as you want to lose weight, because this amazing sale going on right now allows you to buy 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, 40, as many as you want at the regular price, and then have an equal number of the product delivered to you as well. So you pay for 10, you get 20. Help out your family, other family members, people that you know at work. That's what I was talking about. All the people in the holiday eating season, the parties, et cetera, even though they'll be somewhat limited, I'm sure, because of COVID. Still, you're going to focus on eating. Starting now, focus on your health as well. You can have one without the other, but it's better to have them both together. Be responsible, get on the program, and also have some fun. Calitrin, available right now on that special Thanksgiving deal. Buy the capsules, buy the liquid. Go to toploss.com. Enjoy the happy Thanksgiving wishes from the folks at Calitrin. Buy any number and duplicate the order. So 3, you get 6. I think this is a fabulous way to get everybody that you know, family and friends, involved in a good, positive, non-drug-oriented. It's not going to happen overnight, but you get the message, I think, kind of, working with Calitrin. So take yourself there. Toploss.com is the website, the place to order. Use the discount code DJV on checkout. No shipping charges, and you get access to the fabulous Thanksgiving sale. That's Toploss.com on checkout. Use the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Lung cancer claims more lives in the U.S. each year than breast, colon, prostate, and ovarian cancer combined.
Adenocarcinoma we see more in the periphery of the lung, and the squamous cell we tend to see more towards the central regions of the lung. And those are the two main types.
Mayo Clinic thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman says one reason lung cancer is so deadly is that by the time symptoms appear, the cancer is usually advanced.
Some of the symptoms are a chronic cough, shortness of breath. If you cough up blood, that's particularly worrisome. Weight loss that you can't explain. And stage 4 lung cancer can manifest with brain symptoms, bone symptoms, systemic symptoms.
Smoking remains a leading cause for lung cancer, but if you can quit, you will reduce your risk for the disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer members, IPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Okay, so there's a study about something that we can do to reduce the risk for heart failure. You're a cardiologist. How does this work?
Yeah, this is real news. This is out of the medical journal Circulation, which is one of the Bible journals that cardiologists read for new research. And the news is that restful sleep may actually reduce the risk for getting heart failure. This is where the heart is so weak or so stiff it can't fill or it can't adequately pump with blood to meet the needs of the body. Very common problem, often deadly over time, usually deadly over time. So getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours of good quality sleep. If you're a snorer and you wake up tired, or if you actually know that you stop breathing while you sleep and have known apnea, please get to a sleep specialist. These can be now be treated adequately, not only with CPAP, which some people find uncomfortable, but with well-fitted dental devices by a dentist who knows how to treat sleep apnea. So getting good quality sleep is so important for keeping your heart healthy, your whole body healthy, but now we know it can help you reduce the risk of getting heart failure.
All right, so here's something else that helps your sleep routine in terms of when you go to bed, do you turn the TV on or not? Or do you have your device with you and you're always looking at that?
Exactly. To help prevent depression, we know that less screen time, especially before going to sleep, get that blue light filter on your screens, and getting adequate sleep will help ease or prevent depression. This is out of BMC Medicine Journal this week. Just make sure you look not only at the duration, but the quality of your sleep.
All right. And there's also stuff that's common sense. Don't eat before you go to bed. There are a lot of foods that you should avoid before you go to bed, right? Eating heavy food, greasy food, that kind of stuff.
A little glass of skim milk.
It's nice, right? Don't have
yes.
a drink, no alcohol, no coffee, spicy foods. You got to be nuts to do that. Apparently, pizza is not good for you either.
That would not be a good choice right before you hop into bed.
All right. What about the study that indicates prescription opioid use has been linked to a higher risk for depression? Is that something that you would kind of think? It seems like almost common sense. You use this stuff, it's going to make you anxious, depressed, that sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, there's a link, and what the cause is, you know, that study that you're quoting wasn't powered to figure it out, but that needs to be looked at, and we need to be real cautious about the use of that group of drugs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about now, as a cardiologist? I saw something this week about fish oil. It doesn't seem to prevent heart problems. Did you see that study?
I did.
I don't believe a word of it. Do you?
I might, because what you're talking about is, we mentioned about a year ago, Vascepa, which is quality, high pharmacy grade fish oil. And then there's another product in the same category, and they used a different control to compare. And the question now, and we can talk about this next week, but the question is, in these two studies, was it a fair comparison, and was it actually the control group that caused more heart disease? And that's why the Vascepa looked good.
Yeah, I think there's so many contradictions around. I saw something about an advice from some doctor, ditch CoQ10 and vitamin C. Come on. Who's going to believe that? But this is what caused confusion, because people don't know what to believe. Upcoming next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Wait and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The first question is maybe a general or generic question. Why is the virus, the coronavirus, so dangerous, Ken?
It's so dangerous because it's a new virus. We have no immunity against it. And what it does is it, in a small segment, fortunately it's a small group, it overwhelms the immune system. So, you know, you talk about how you have such a wonderful immune system. Mm-hmm. If the immune system overacts, it can actually damage the body. And in a segment of people, a subset, the immune system acts so strongly against this virus and it overreacts and it actually stimulates clotting from head to toe. So you get enormous destruction, especially of lung tissue and other organs. But then you get clotting from head to toe. So you get heart attacks and strokes and clots in the lungs. Horrible, horrible illness for severe COVID-19.
Is it true that the virus has been mutating?
If it has, not a whole lot so far. Because it
so why would it be less deadly then would be a question I'd ask with that.
Several reasons. There is some herd immunity developing. And so the virus has, a virus can't survive on its own. Unlike bacteria, fungus, they can survive on their own. A virus needs a living body, either an animal or a human, to live inside. So as fewer opportunities for the virus occur, it dies. That's why it doesn't kill everybody, because it will die, the virus. And the other thing is that we're getting to know how to treat this better. Therapeutics, especially steroids, have been shown to be effective, and we are learning when to intubate people, when not to. So just our experience how to treat this virus and our options, we now have these monoclonal antibodies that are going to be very effective. That's why fewer people are dying. I don't think it's because the virus has like Ebola, like some other viruses have, they've changed and become less deadly. Unfortunately, that has not yet occurred, and that's why you're seeing the infection rate increase.
All right. So is there a danger in diseases that don't result in visible symptoms like the coronavirus? They're transmissible by infected people, but some people may not have any symptoms. Isn't that, that's kind of a...
Well, it depends on the illness. If it's not a deadly illness, who cares? But if it is a potentially deadly illness like COVID-19, then we care a lot.
Right. So that happens. There is a... So with regard to prevention, I think that's something that's on people's minds, whether, you know, we all know our lives dramatically changed, certainly. Can people get back on track by focusing on prevention? Make sure that their immune system is healthy, as we've been discussing?
Prevention is the key, and you know that's why face masks, social distancing, keeping the hands clean and off your face, and also keeping your immune system up. Some vitamin C, vitamin D, some zinc, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, all very important. Eating a healthy diet.
A lot of somebody listening to us in Salt Lake City says that they've heard a lot of talk about peptides. Can they protect from viruses and other diseases? And what's a peptide anyhow?
Well, a peptide is a part of a protein. And, you know, we haven't yet come up with anything that we know of other than the list I just gave you from good science of what we know we can do to prevent.
Right. Lifestyle factors, though, are very important, are they not?
Well, lifestyle is very important. Diet, exercise, sleep, and as we talked about, social distancing. That's the irony. This is an indoor virus. And when we shove people cocoon in their homes, what we're realizing is much of this we're getting from those who we live with. And that's why some of these ideas of closing up and putting everybody inside, does that really make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's... you and I were just talking off the air about this study. Again, back to how many contradictions there are here, whether you should... There's one doctor who says you shouldn't take CoQ10 and vitamin C. You've been telling me to do that for years.
Well, CoQ10 is naturally made by the body. There are certain drugs, especially statins, which sometimes can decrease the amount of CoQ10. That's a good thing.
That's why you told me to take CoQ10.
It has to have a context. You can't just say, this is good, this is bad. You have to see who it's for and what's the indication.
So it's an individual thing.
Yes.
Much as anything else. There's no general blanket.
Absolutely.
It's got to be you. You've got to know.
Absolutely.
In your own life.
Personalized medicine.
Good Day Health. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering his questions, answering your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.